It's episode 232, and we've got plugins for front page sliders, BuzzFeed style quizzes, layered pop-up forms, visual theme customization, and a great new plugin to migrate from Magento to WooCommerce. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall, coming to you from the southwest of Canada.
And from the southern shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And powered tonight by the great drink of Canada, which is beer. We're having a fantastic show for you. So right off the top, let me help you get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button. Or if you're on the iTunes store, leaving us a review to help with our rankings there.
That's right. We know how many people are listening to this show every single week. We know that it's growing, and we know that a ton of people are listening on iTunes for the first time. So if you like the show, please head over to the show page. It does help us out to stay aloft within the rankings. I know that we're continually in the top three of all WordPress podcasts and definitely within the top two of podcasts that are actually still in production.
Oh, absolutely.
So we'd greatly appreciate that. Also, if you'd like to leave us a message on the show, if you're looking for a particular plugin or you've got a problem or a situation or need any kind of recommendation, remember that you can go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and click on that little speak pipe button to leave us a message. We will play it on the show and do our best to hunt down the solution for you. And finally, remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa2z. A to Z.
And also, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living on WordPress, helping people fix their broken websites. Or if you're wanting to save yourself some money when setting up a WordPress website, I offer fantastic consultation that'll save you hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, in the process of choosing the correct plugins and themes you need to set up your WordPress website. So if you want to get it fixed, it's broken, white screened, or you want to save some money, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And John, after they've got that website humming along with your services and you're ready to kick some ass in terms of your commerce, your marketing, and all of your sales efforts for your site and your business, head on over to onlinebizcoach.com. Right now, we're taking people on the waiting list, and you can sign up right now. I'm going to be giving away at the end of the month 5 memberships good for 1 year at onlinebizcoach.com, which is a value of a couple thousand dollars. So take advantage of that while you can. Onlinebizcoach.com.
Well worth your time, folks. Get over there and sign up. All right. Well, this week here, we don't really have a whole lot of WordPress news, anything happening. So I think we might jump right into the meat and potatoes, unless you got something there for us, Marcus.
No, let's dive right in.
All right, off we go. All right, well, this week I've got some plugins here, going to revisit some old standbys and talk about a new one. Well, not so new, but one that's relatively new to me and I've been avoiding for a while. It's called Revolution Slider, and I'm sure everyone's heard about it because several months back, they had a major security flaw and caused ripples throughout the internet with it. I kind of avoided it for a while, but the problem is in the last several months, I've been seeing it often in prepackaged themes I've been working on with from ThemeForest. So I finally decided to dig into the plugin and see how it worked. And I liked it so much, I ended up actually buying my own license for the plugin. So it's worthwhile to have. This is a slider plugin that is going to be replacing my old standby that I used to have, and I can't even call the name in my head at the moment, but it may jump to me. And anyway, Revolution Slider does some fantastic things for building sliders for your website. You can build multiple types of sliders with it. You can build sliders with YouTube videos. You can build sliders with posts. You can build sliders with your WooCommerce products. This is the one I found most intriguing after inheriting a site that was on WooCommerce, and they had used the Revolution Slider to build the sliders, and it was building these fantastic layered sliders that showed product images on the slider pulled directly from the products in WooCommerce. So this slider plugin allows you to build some great sliders, but one of the caveats I got to say about this is be prepared to spend some time building the sliders. They take a lot of time and they're a little fidgety. So it does take a little work to use it, and they recently updated it a couple of weeks ago, and they completely changed the interface and the way it works. Previously, I was just starting to figure it out, and then I bought my license, and I noticed it updated, and I updated, and all of a sudden, the interface was completely different than I started. I went, oh, wow. I'm glad I didn't know it before, because it would have been a real tough changeover. So at any rate, it's a fantastic plugin, does some great building of sliders, allows you to insert them into your site with short codes, PHP code, or through a widget. Check it out, Revolution Slider, premium plugin, available at Code Canyon, cost about $26, well worth the money. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating due to the amount of work that goes into actually creating a slider.
Yeah, it is kind of a pain to set up and run through, but I do agree that it's a fantastic slider plugin out there and probably among the best. I used to use things like Layer Slider and a couple of other ones, even in the face of some of the themes that I was using that had Revolution Slider built into it, and intrinsically you could select which Revolution Slider you wanted to display on the page as part of the theme. And I went into that one kicking and screaming because I didn't want to use it. I'll tell you one other thing that I've been able to do with Revolution Slider that's pretty neat is I've gotten it to actually play a live stream as a slide. So say if you had a remote camera or something like that, or of the office, or you know, people working, or something funny, or you know, whatever it happens to be, weather map, animated weather map, any of that. You can hook in the embed code that plays a live stream, and it plays just as if it were a video.
Slide Deck, that was the plugin I used to use. And I raved about way back when. But Slide Deck's made some changes, and Revolution Slider beats them now.
Awesome. All right. Well, those of you that are WooCommerce experts and developers out there, you are going to love this plugin. If this one doesn't make you some money, I don't know what other plugin I've ever talked about will, because this is fantastic. It is called FG Magento to WooCommerce. And it does exactly that. It migrates all of the products, product categories, all of this images, all of the customer management system stuff like invoices and past sweet. History and all of that, all into WooCommerce. This thing will save you between 10 and 100 hours of development in terms of the migration from Magento to WordPress. And if you're great in terms of WooCommerce and integration and things like that, this plugin alone exposes you to thousands of potential clients that could possibly need migration from Magento to WordPress. It's fantastic. It's a great idea. And I think every developer out there that deals with clients that have existing Magento sites will absolutely love this integration into WordPress. And I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Very nice. Excellent. All right. Well, the next one I've got here for you is an old standby that I often go to whenever I'm doing some work, especially when I'm working on assorted websites. In particular, this last week I was working on a WooCommerce website and I had to do some customizing to the thumbnails. And every time you put in new custom settings for your thumbnails into your functions file, you've got to go back and rebuild all the thumbnails in your media folder. And this plugin works very well without placing a load on your server. It's called Ajax Thumbnail Regenerator. Very simple and straightforward. You install it, activate it, and in the tools menu, you get a choice to go in and rebuild thumbnails. Now, the reason I like this one over the other thumbnail rebuild programs is this one allows you to choose specifically which thumbnails you need to rebuild instead of having to rebuild every single thumbnail in your database. And it allows you to rebuild those new ones you just entered into your functions file. So you click the box, hit thumbnail regeneration, and unless you've got thousands and thousands of images, it won't take you very long to rebuild the essential thumbnails you need to continue on with your work. Very simple, works well, does it in Ajax so that it doesn't place a load on your server. Beautiful plugin. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, Ajax Thumbnail Regenerator.
Very nice. Well, John, one of the things, if you're a Facebook user, that you've probably seen hundreds of times are these little BuzzFeed-style quizzes. And here's what I'm talking about. Like, which flower are you? Or which Game of Thrones character are you?
Yeah, too many times right? In Facebook. I've had to block that stuff.
And it allows you to kind of go onto a page and then, you know, click, what city are you from? Or what part of the country are you from? And then It has just 4 images.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the West. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the South. I'm from the Northeast, whatever. And then it could mean something within the quiz or not. It could just be irrelevant, but it's just funny little fluff to throw in there.
Yeah.
And then it comes up with a result. And then you just, on that page, it's a share button that shares it to Facebook, just like all the other sites do.
Oh, crap.
So if you want to do some link baiting and do maybe like a pop-up or something like that that does that, you can do this. So it's really cool, and it allows you to do all these kinds of things. Oh, it's man. Called, and I didn't even mention the name of the plugin yet, WP Quizzer, Quizr. And I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, I can see how much fun this would be. Take my 2 years of psychology and produce myself some really creative quizzes and just go to town. Yeah.
Because of that sharing option, yeah, it allows you to do this on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of it in regards to quizzes, and it actually shares the result too, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's the whole thing. You see those on Facebook, and every once in a while I bite on them and dive into them, and I realize, like, this is all crap. I can give whatever answers are pointless and end up in the same result, or you can guess exactly how to get there. But the thing is, it's link bait that leads me back to their website to see their advertisements. So,
right. That's exactly it. Advertising and whatever else, you know, so we could do a funny one. You and I, like, what WordPress plugin are you?
And there's a great one. What WordPress plugin?
I'm Yoast.
All right. That's coming up soon. Look for that on WPPluginsA2Z.com.
Yeah. If you see it on Facebook, you know where it came from.
You know where it came from. All right. Well, the final plugin I've got here for you tonight is another standby plugin. I know I've reviewed it in the past, but it's time to review it again after it's been updated multiple times. It's called Layered Pop-Ups. And of all the pop-up plugins I have used over the years, trying to find the perfect one that was the most inobtrusive and least annoying and produced the best pop-up on your website, Layered Pop-Ups has always been at the top of the list. And I still continue to use it on mine and my client sites. It's a fantastic plugin. It allows you to produce some really beautiful pop-ups. It now comes with a fantastic library of pre-produced pop-ups for you. So you can use one of their library ones, modify it to fit your theme or your idea, instead of having to build the entire layered pop-up from scratch. So it saves you tons of time in your initial build-up of it. It also allows you now, with all their updates over time, it allows you now to set a pop-up per page, A-B split pop-ups. You can have multiple pop-ups on one page that pop up when they hit the page, that pop up that comes up when they scroll down the page, a pop-up that comes up after they've been there for a little while, multiple types of pop-ups for the same page. So there's been a lot of improvements to it, so you can annoy your visitors to your heart's content. But all in all, it's a great plugin for creating pop-ups. It's been the smoothest, cleanest, and if people tell it to go away and you've got the settings set that way, it'll go away for quite a while for them or just per session. So check it out, Layered Pop-Ups. I still only give it a 4 because it still requires a bit of work to get it set up. So all in all, great plugin, Layered Pop-Ups, rating 4 dragons.
Very good. Yeah, we used that on the site. Didn't I turn you on to that one originally?
You probably did turn it on to me originally. That is what is on WP Plugins A to Z, on overworld.com. Yeah. Every website I build that it gets a pop-up, this is the plugin that gets used.
Nice. Well, it's glad to know that it's still effective.
Oh, very effective, and it's gotten better. It's gotten great. Better over time.
Well, speaking of getting better over time, John, the ability to customize a theme has gotten extensively easier using the customizer. And now I want to talk about a plugin called Visual Theme Customizer, which is, John, this is amazing. It's developed by a company called Yellow Pencil, and it allows you to, on a page-by-page basis, customize any theme. That's right, I said any theme. And I'm talking about things like adding Google fonts, doing backgrounds, doing animations, moving sections of the theme around. It's basically a visual CSS editor, so it eliminates the need for CSS. You can colorize only specific sections or headlines or things like that. It really lets you do a drag and drop visual customization of your theme that can be done either globally or on a page-by-page basis. So if you've got that theme that you've purchased, or maybe it's a stock theme or something like that, and you're like, man, I wish this was this way, or I wish I could use Google fonts, you know, in the headline or something like that. This does all of that. Nice. All of it. It's a fantastic plugin, and we will have a link to not only the repository page but an embed of the video demo on our website, and I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like it. I'm sort of checking it out. Looks like it can be quite useful for the things it can customize and change. Might actually solve a problem I've been looking at.
Well, that's the whole idea for the show, right?
I know. That's the great thing of it. You bring things that help me solve problems sometimes. All right. Well, this week here, I don't really have anything to discuss about a project. It's been kind of an off week for me, doing a few things here and there. But you can rest assured that next week there will be another issue of some sort brought forward for discussion.
Well, I've got an issue, and that is multi-site related, John.
I've been doing honed a lot
your
of multi-site.
Sword in terms of, that's right.
A lot of multi-site so, lately.
I'm a little upset that multi-site doesn't do what I want it to do, which is if I have a multi-site, I want to be able to spin it off sometimes, and this happened in a client instance, where I can spin it off into its own individual site. Maybe it's getting a lot of traffic and I've got to get separate hosting for it or something like that. There's no easy way in which to spawn something from multi-site into a regular standard installation. And this is something that I am not only having problems with in terms of some clients. Now, hey, I love taking the client money. Don't get me wrong. I love taking client money for hard problems that take 2 days to fix.
Absolutely.
But there's got to be an easier way to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm clamoring to get some attention of this issue, and I'm going to be submitting track tickets on specific things related to multi-site. And I'll keep everybody posted, but that's just kind of my rant slash project.
Didn't I hear you rant about this over at the tavern recently, too?
Yes, I'm trying to get a groundswell of support about this.
That's what I thought. I heard you over on the tavern ranting about it. Don't forget, folks, Marcus can be found over at the tavern. Listen to a show there.
Yeah, WordPress Weekly, if you want to subscribe to that show. And you can also find me as a contributor at WPTavern.com. And look for it in the dashboard of your own WordPress installation.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is a bit of a pain about multi-site. The only way, whenever I've had to spin something off multi-site, I do it the same way you spin off of WordPress.com. You make an export file of the XML stuff. You make note of the plugins that are used. You go create the new website, install the plugins that are currently used, import the data, which through the XML WordPress of WordPress works about 75% of the time. You think it would work every time, but I can't figure out how they went from it used to work perfectly to sometimes it doesn't work. So, and then you just go through and set it back up and reconfigure a new theme. Yeah, they don't even give you the ability to export the theme settings that I know of.
Yeah, so, unless, and I'd like to call this...
Some multi-sites, like when some of the themes I use in my multi-site setup, you can actually export the theme settings and use those theme settings in a new theme. So,
right. And so why can't someone make a plugin or a service even that can go into multi-site and just do all those things?
Well, there you go. Developers.
Take an XML backup.
There's something for developers out there to work on. That would actually be a valid project for somebody to make some dollars on after they've gotten it developed.
Yeah, and you should call it Spud. Because you could cut a potato in half and grow two potatoes out of
that's
it.
Right. That's a good name for it.
Yeah.
Cut out an eye from the multi-site and grow it into a new site.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's actually a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. I encountered that problem years ago, and I've forgotten that I had that problem years ago. So.
Well, you're into multi-site now, and
I'm back into multi-site. I went from not liking it to using it to despising it to avoiding it for years to back into building multi-site. So it's a kind of full round robin here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm telling you, John, there will be a time down the road where you're going to want to spin one of these dudes off.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen. And I will have to do it the hard way, probably, unless somebody develops something in between. But you never know. I mean, in 5 years since this show started, when this show started, there were less than 10,000 WordPress plugins. Okay, now we're what, approaching 45,000?
Is it past 40?
I think so.
No way. That means I got to update the intro.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we're between 35 and 40,000.
Okay. Well, once we hit 40, new intro, people.
New intro. Okay. All right. Well, in this episode here, I covered up cleanup zombie users, which I gave a 3 to. Oops, I'm looking at the wrong one, aren't I?
Yeah.
I am. Wrong notes. I covered up Revolution Slider, which I gave a 4 to. And I covered up Ajax Thumbnail Regenerator, which I gave a 4 to, and I covered up Layered Pop-Ups, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about FG Magento to WooCommerce, which I gave a 5 out of 5, WP Quizzer, which lets you do BuzzFeed-style link bait quizzes and reveal your character, gave that one a 4 out of 5, and we talked about Visual Theme Customizer, which is completely awesome and deserves a 5 out of 5.
Bonus. All right, a little commercial for you. Don't forget, it is now easier than ever to share your fitness story. Start your own free fitness blog website at thefitu.ca. The FitU is a health and fitness community WordPress website where you can have your own free blog free blog and website.
What is it called? WordPress?
WordPress. And for only a few dollars, you can have yourself a full, complete e-commerce website without all the headaches of keeping it up to date. Check it out at thefitu.ca.
And make sure you go over to my site, marcuscouch.com, and sign up to my mailing list, where I've got some exclusive content, video links, things like that all come through the email list that don't get posted, don't get published. They're just for you, the newsletter subscriber. So I encourage you, head on over to marcuscouch.com.
And a couple of reminders. Don't forget, we would greatly appreciate your help over in the iTunes store, giving us a review, helping us keep our rankings there. And on Stitcher Radio, if you could hit the little thumbs up button in the corner, we would greatly appreciate that.
That's right. And remember that you can also leave us a message if you've got a plugin that you're looking for, a problem that you're trying to solve, anything like that. Go to WP Plugins A to Z. www.leaveusamessage.com and click on the little microphone icon where it says leave us a message, and we will play it on the show.
Absolutely.
So how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and also on Twitter, at @marcuscouch.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.